Hi, friend, and welcome to this somatic boundaries practice. So, my intention is to keep it quite simple and short so that it's something that you can easily return to and repeat. So, this is not a practice that's like a quick fix. You do it once and then that's it. No, it's a practice that I encourage you to continue to explore and return to in different ways. And you're going to need two objects. It can be like any kind of quite neutral object. So I have a rock and a tiny glass bottle. So take a moment to just pick any objects, a pen, a rock, a cup, a glass, whatever. Something that's quite neutral. I'm going to place my objects here. And you're also, that's not where we're going to start, but I want to say it so that you kind of know what's going to happen. You're going to get to pick two things, something that you feel a yes towards, something that you want, and something that you don't want. And for the purpose of this exercise, like to be able to practice it, let it be playful. So don't take something that's very charged that you don't want. Take something that's like you don't want it, but it's also not likely it's going to happen. Like stepping in on dog poop without shoes. Like something that's, if that's charged, then don't take that. But something that's like playful and neutral, but you wouldn't want it. Okay. So I'm saying it now so that maybe so that your unconscious can begin to kind of be creative with what you would want to practice with. Okay. Somatic boundaries. What is a boundary? This is the boundary, the skin, the outer layer of your physical self is the somatic boundary. And so boundaries is about skin and nervous system. And boundaries, your boundaries are always there. Like body knows, and body communicates somatically what where your boundary is and what it is. And boundaries are, even though like our physical body is quite sort of doesn't change that much, other if we don't move, of course, then the boundary is very fluid. Look, it changes a lot. But boundaries are not something static. Boundaries are fluid, and they the boundary changes in relationship with both what's happening on the inside, your capacity and your resources, and what's happening on the outside, and what happened yesterday, and what is any anticipation about what's going to happen. So boundaries are these like living, fluid living creatures. But how you know and sense and get to know the boundaries is, of course, to become aware of and understand the signals that are happening inside this container, this body container. So that's a little bit. So we're going to start. You're going to get to start by simply tracing the outline of your physical self. If your hands are cold, you might want to rub your palms to get some heat. I'm going to take my glasses off for a moment. You can start from your face. So we're going to start to trace the outline of the physical body. So you're placing your hands on the outer boundary of skin. And it might be that you want to tap to kind of wake up that boundary, or you want to squeeze, or you want to stroke, and you go from the face, down your throat, to your shoulders, down your chest. So we're going to do the whole front side. Again, it might be you can choose, you can like shift around the way that you touch just to kind of give different types of stimulation. It can be tapping, squeezing. Go all the way down the fronts of your legs to the tops of your feet. And then take the sides. So you can do both sides of the head at the same time. I like to squeeze the sides of my head, like to feel the space in between my hands. Oh, there is the body in between the hands. Down the sides of the neck, and then do one arm at a time. And again, you can just different types of touch. The armpit, down the side of the rib cage, on the side of the leg, rubbing, squeezing, tapping, stroking, tickling, the side of the foot, and then take the opposite arm. The opposite arm, the armpit. The hand. Side of the body, the rib cage. And it might be that you find places where you want to linger a little bit. All the way down the side of the leg. And of course, if you repeat this practice, you can jump straight into this. Okay, and then the top of the head. Top of the head can also give a squeeze, tapping. And for a moment, hold your hand on the top of your head and do a little bit like bouncing and start to feel the soles of your feet on the floor. That you just get to sense into the space in between the soles of the feet and the top of the hand. Do. You can release the hand and then tap, squeeze the soles of your feet, rub them, both of them. Okay. And then the back of the body. So the back of the head, the back of the head, and the neck. And again, you can rub, tap, stroke, tickle, shoulder blades, and of course that upper part of the back can be quite difficult, challenging to reach. So you just rub, tap, stroke, whatever where you can reach. Now, I have a wall over here. What I sometimes do is I go against the wall and I rub that part of my back against the wall, or I press it, squeeze it. Oh, that feels so nice. So you can do that and then continue down. Back of your pelvis or soft bum. Backs of the legs. Okay. And then notice if there's any place that hasn't been touched. Oh, inside of the legs, of course. Inside, all the way, pelvic floor, inside the feet. And then pause and notice if there is, it can feel some sympathetic energy charge inside. I've had a cold, maybe you can hear it. It's still kind of lingering, the flu. And so take a moment to sense all those places that you have touched, like the whole outer boundary of your body. And it might be that you feel, or take a moment to notice a place that feels, where the boundary feels very clear. If there's a place where it's like, it's very clear where our body ends and the space or the clothes begin. And then there might be, might not want to notice a place where it's less clear. And if there are those places that where you kind of feel like sometimes it feels like it's a leakage, like there's an opening, you can take something. I'm gonna grab a pillow. So I feel it here. There's a bit like it's not as clear. Might take something. Yeah. To give about like to give a bit of a pressure, clarity. Oh, there's the boundary. Yeah, I can sense where the pillow begins, where ends, body begins. Yeah, so that's a way to play with it. You can also even you can even wrap a blanket around you, so to clarify the boundary. Okay, and then pick one of your objects. Doesn't matter which one. You pick one and you place it somewhere in the space, like not too close. You keep some distance. You just have it there. And then I'm going to invite you to now. So now is the time to pick something. We're going to start with something that you know that you want, you say yes to. So something that like that you want. So the idea that comes to me is like a swim in a calm Mediterranean sea where the water is just like this delicious temperature and it's turquoise and clear. I mean, that's a yes for me, definitely. No question, questions about it. So you pick something and you take a moment to think about it. Like to, it could be to just to think, to visualize something you say yes to, and then to kind of project that onto the object. So the object gets to symbolize this thing that you want, this thing that you say yes to. And take a moment to notice, to really begin to let that sink in. So you have it over there. Whatever it is that you know you want, you know is a yes for you. And you take a moment to notice how does it feel inside, like inside the boundary of skin. What is the felt sense and the sensations of yes? Maybe there are movements. I can feel my body's like it's very fluid. And if it's a yes, it's something that you want to pull in. So to even use your hands, if it feels right, to say yes and kind of pull it closer, yes. Yes. And notice. Notice how it feels. Even a yes can have a charge, a sympathetic charge to it. Of course it does. Might bring up excitement or joy or like, yes. Maybe you can feel it in more clearly in one particular area of your body, then just kind of notice that that place where you feel the yes and get to know it. Let body breathe. So slightly relax your jaw, let body breathe if the breath wants to change. So that's a yes. And then shake it off. Shake it off. Shake your legs. And you can just like, the image is gone from the object. And you switch and you take the other object. Okay. The other object. So now it's something that you don't want, something that's a no, that you like, you know you don't want. And again, I remind you to pick, like, be a little bit creative and playful. So don't take something that has a lot of charge and that could potentially happen or has happened. Take something that in that sense is neutral. But you know, you don't want it. Like, I don't know why I keep thinking about poop, but I'm like, the thought that came was like to pick up warm dog poop with my hand. Like, I don't want to do that. Like, no way. And so you think of something for the purpose of the practice. Yeah. And then you kind of project it onto the object. So the object now gets to symbolize this thing that you don't want. And you notice what happens inside the boundaries of skin. So I can feel a subtle contraction, and I'm also noticing how my body stiffens up. There's not a lot of movement. And then to practice, to say no, to use your hands, say no to that thing. No. No. You notice, like, notice how this no, what does no feels like? What is the felt sense? What is the internal experience of it? So that you get to learn the language of the body. Okay, this is how a no feels. This is where the boundary is. No. And then you shake it off. You shake it off and you dissolve the image from the object. You might even move the object. You shake it off. And you might want to end with again bringing in something that is a yes. What do you want to move towards? What do you want to pull closer in? Something that is a yes. I'm thinking again of my Mediterranean Sea, and I'm kind of letting that sink in. Letting body take in, and I start to notice again, oh, what does a yes feel like? Oh, this is, what is the movement of yes? Oh, I want to pull it closer. And placing your hands somewhere on your physical body. Again, feeling into the boundaries. If there's something that wants to be squeezed, held, hugged, rubbed, shaken off. And that is the somatic boundaries exploration that I really encourage you to return to and to repeat and begin to notice what happens in your life. Because this is a way of learning the language of your body. And to remember, this is so important. Boundaries are not static. Boundaries are not static. So just because something was a yes yesterday doesn't mean it's a yes today. Because boundaries fluctuate and change and they're fluid. And you get to learn that language through practice. Okay, much love.